Señor presidente.
Mr. President, my name is Mayra Piraguaje from the Secopai nationality of the San Pablo community, a member of the Union of Those Affected by the Petroleum Operations at Seco, Friends of the Land International. I am speaking on behalf of the Maorani, Secopai, Siona, Aikofang, Shuar, Quichua, and Campesinos, or populations and Campesinos from the Amazon region in the north of Ecuador. Before territories suffered the Tsetseco extraction work, we were protecting our lands in step with our cosmovision, a free life, and in harmony with nature. And as the Texaco Corporation operated, we were displaced and invaded. The impact of this transnational corporation began in 1964. Our waters were contaminated. Water contamination means that they were killing the spirituality of the water, limiting access to clean water, as Texaco did, affected greatly our capacity of living healthfully, feed ourselves, to bathe ourselves, and to live within our traditions. This also affected our dignity and our cultural identity. Currently, 72% of women, indigenous women, suffer from cancer. And in recent years, children, boys and girls, of less than 10 years of age are being affected as well. We've been fighting for 30 years in the Oriana and Sucumbíos province. This since we started our fight against Texaco and now Chevron. We never had access to reparation and justice, despite having won in all judicial, at all judicial levels. Many have died waiting for justice, many of cancer. As Ecuadorian, as someone who's been affected as a woman, as an indigenous woman resisting the corporate power of transnationals, I would like to address your sensibilities. I would have liked for the call from the majority of states to be heeded, states that are looking effectively to protect human rights above any other interest. We call for this important process to be respected, and that the role be conducted in step with the resolution 26/9. We also call upon the countries that are hosts of the many transnational corporations to also live up to their obligations to contribute to a treaty that is strong and effective, focused on the transnational corporations and their value chains. They are the ones that come to our countries. They're the ones that kill us with impunity. It is absurd to try to defend incoherent legal doctrines with the current reality and with international law so that transnational companies are seen as not committing, are not violating human rights or are merely committing abuses.